My name is Solomon Morris. I'm 17 years old.
My name is Marquise. I am 13 years old.
And we interviewed Demetrius Ballard on August 7th, 2014.
I had a great childhood. I grew up in East Hills. I had a great family structure. Played a lot of ball. Rode a lot of bikes. I always had the conception of creating as a young child. Had great friends. Grade school was great. As of now, I'm still in touch with a lot of friends from grade school through Facebook. I grew up in a type of setting with white and black kids and Asian kids. We was in a magnet school. So throughout the years, we stayed pretty close. So we had a great learning experience and bonding. I'm very involved with the community. I've been a pillar in the community close to 20 years. I wanted to be an entertainer, and I actually wanted to be a minister at one point. And I wanted to be a barber, do entertainment, music and stuff. Me and my son had a couple goals in mind. I try to keep my goals within reach. I don't try to make them too high, because, you know what I mean, it's hard to accomplish big things. Baby steps. The secret is to success, in my eyes, is to work hard at believing in yourself. Always keep God at the forefront. Minimize the negative thought process in your mind. Stay positive. Surround yourself with good people. Always address your peers with respect. Just learn as much as you can. Stay in your books. Stay learning what's new. See what makes people feel good. Once you learn those things, you can pretty much put it in your craft. My advice for you all is do not follow negativeness. Your lives are precious. Person that's going through hard times and hardship will bring that to you all. He or she will manipulate you to follow their lead. And next thing you know, you're throwing your life away at the hands of what they programmed into you. You know what I'm saying? Always remember that your parents love you. Always remember what it took for you to get here. You had to learn how to walk, talk, eat, get up and go to school every day, do a lot of homework, you know what I mean? Go to church, clean your room. These are things that are building you to become great men in life so you can have your own family and instill those values in your children. Do not let nobody make you throw that away in the blink of an eye. You ain't grow up all this time to say, okay, this guy says, let's go rob somebody. You gay, just throw your life away because of what they asked you. It took you a lot to get here. And remember that. I love to see y'all growing up and embracing values. You don't know how far your intelligence is going to take. Continue to educate yourself. Stay in school. Don't skip school. I know we party a little bit, but stay in school. Education is the key. Once you embrace that, the doors of the world is going to open up to you. You could be over in Africa helping children. You could be in Europe doing things. You could be anywhere. Do not make this your final plateau. The world is way bigger than this. They treat this environment like it's a penitentiary. You're not in the penitentiary. You're free. So free means having free will and embrace positiveness.